It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere we go. Thanksgiving is done, and the leftovers are gone. They're all consumed. Black Friday, it's over. Cyber Monday and Cyber Week are finished. As you go about your life, you see that it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Christmas decorations are everywhere. Trees are being assembled, or they're being cut down. Lights are being hung. Children make their wish lists, and they send their letters off to Santa. Cookies are being baked, and the stores are becoming more crowded, I guess as crowded as can be, with shoppers, even with the COVID, on the COVID rise. Everyone is trying to find that perfect gift for all of those on his or her shopping list. How is your Christmas preparations going? Is your tree up? Have you gone out in the woods and cut one down? Is the house decorated? Is the house all picked up after that? Does anyone have all their Christmas shopping done? No. Is anyone completely ready for Christmas? I doubt it. Christmas can be, it's such a busy, busy time of the year with all the preparations that we have to do. It can sometimes feel like a relief when Christmas is all over. Oh, thank God, it's done. And all the busyness and the preparations are over. The busyness in Christmas or of Christmas is something that we all can relate to. God knows, he knows what it's like to prepare for Christmas and for Christ's coming. He had to prepare the world for his son's arrival. Mark makes that clear, and he writes, as it is written in Isaiah the prophet, "Behold, I send my messenger before your face, who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." God sent John the Baptist to prepare his people and to prepare the way out for his son. John the Baptist was the promised messenger that was to come before the Messiah. And John was to prepare the way for Jesus. He was to remove the obstacle and things that would hinder and affect his coming. So, how did he do that? Let's take a look at our text. He did it by baptizing and by preaching. Mark writes, "John appeared, baptizing in the wilderness and proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And all the country of Judea and all Jerusalem were going out to him and were being baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins." John wanted people to be ready for the coming ministry of their Creator and their Savior. He wanted them to remove and confess the obstacles of their sin and turn to a new direction. The prophet wanted their hearts and lives prepared for the coming of one who would save them. He wanted them to see their need for grace and forgiveness, and point to the one who gives it. But John, he just didn't baptize. He preached too. And Mark gives us a glimpse of that content. John preached, saying, "After me comes he who is mightier than I, the strap of whose sandals I am not worthy to stoop down and untie. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. John pointed ahead to the Creator, the One, the Savior, Jesus Christ. In fact, John says that he was so great that John is not even worthy to do the task of a servant for him, like untying his sandals. It focuses you on the One who comes that will be greater, better, more grand. John the Baptist pointed to Jesus. God prepared his people for the coming of Jesus through John the Baptist baptizing and preaching. How do we, you know, as we think about all the business and COVID-19 and all the stuff going on, how do we prepare for Christmas? Well, you know, we might decorate our tree, go out shopping, maybe put some lights out on the house. But do we prepare, really prepare, for Christ's coming? How do we prepare for the One who came, still does, and will come again? Do we prepare at all? Is it our minds, or can the busyness of this season distract us? Our text is a great aid in preparing us for the coming of Christ. We prepare for Christ's coming by repenting of our sin. When we repent, we see where we fail completely short of our Christian lives and how we miss the mark. We see quite clearly how we cannot save ourselves. We cannot save ourselves. And how we are by no means perfect. We know that. We're not perfect. When we repent, we see our need for grace. We need God's grace. We are pointed to our Savior, Jesus, the One who took the fault, the blame, and punishment for our sin. We are pointed to the One who makes things right with God and makes our path straight before Him. But our preparations don't stop with repenting. We also prepare by remembering our baptism. To remember our baptism, we recall the names and the words spoken over us at that event. You won't remember if you were baptized as a child, but you've heard these words, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. At our baptism, God's name was placed on us, marking us as His redeemed children and making members heirs to His family. On that special day, you know, we received some very, very important gifts. We received the Holy Spirit, the forgiveness of sins, the rescue from death and the devil, and eternal salvation. They're all ours at our baptism. And on that day, you were united to the One who saved and forgives you. The gifts and blessings come because of Christ's death and resurrection for us. When we remember our baptism, we remember how these gifts have been given to us. Baptism is the proof, and it is the reminder of this. That is why we look to the One who is mightier than John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, who hears our cry. Jesus is the mighty One who is stronger than the devil and all of his schemes. Christ is mightier than guilt, shame, regret, temptations, and the skeletons that we hide in our closets. He is stronger than sin and its clutches and has paid for it on the cross with his life and blood. We are pointed to the mighty one who lets us out by his life and his death. God's blessings as you continue your Christmas preparations. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.